Fellow freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael. Faith and Freedom Show, engaging the issues on a constitutional basis, the biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Number here is 888. That's toll free to you, 888. Remember all the eights. Now here's a real important one, 248-2046. We'll take your calls. The Justice Department should accept this week's Federal Appeals Court ruling, said the organization called Protect. In a case of, the name of the case is Amy Unknown, and cease and desist its campaign against victims of child sexual exploitation. This is the quote, Attorney General should shut down his shameful campaign immediately. He should accept his verdict and stop wasting taxpayer money to defend human rights violators. Here's the issue, folks. I'll tell you what, before I say anything, let me tell you, if you've got somebody, some kind of event that your child has been invited to, and for some inexplicable reason, you just got the heebie-jeebies and don't want to let them go alone, go with that. Either don't let them go in spite of the social tension that may be inspired among their peers, with them among their peers, and it, or you got to get up and go with them. Go with them to the event. Something happened in my life not too many years ago that, and at the time, I think I was not driving, and there was a reason. It had to do with some of the just freedom activism and doing court stuff and all that kind of stuff. And I was in the midst of something where driving, I was actually committed to not driving. It was a very strange situation. I think we'll end up having to talk about it here sometime on the radio. But it was out of a good conscience that I was not driving. Normally, I would go to this birthday party with my daughter, because something about the household gave me the heebie-jeebies. Now, all of her friends were going to be there. There were going to be other parents and things like that. So, and they were, you know, all the parents I thought that were going to be there were trustworthy. But something just gave me the creeps. But you know what? I let my daughter go. Well, praise the Lord, she wasn't one of the several children that were sexually abused that night by the head of the household. It may be that her personality, maybe the grace of God, the protection of God's warriors on our behalf protected her, where others maybe who don't live on the edge so much as we do, didn't have the same protection. I have no idea. I don't know, but my daughter was spared the grief that some of these young ladies experienced at this event. Turned out when they checked up on this guy, he didn't have a criminal background that you could find. You could do a criminal background check all you wanted, and you would never discover that he had been suspected and accused previously of sexual abuse. Then what happened, they found, the FBI searched, and they discovered that it turns out this guy, going to church, working in a young person's ministry, it was with boys who he was leaving alone, he was online actually producing child pornography. So there was somebody who he was abusing and using this to exploit and producing child pornography. Well, it turns out that there's people who are gratifying themselves. I don't know if they put money into it. I have no idea. There's people who are gratifying themselves with this illicit, unlawful conduct. Somebody's partnering and getting gratified by somebody else's abuse. Well, there was a statute that the federal government came out and said, let's go ahead and hold them accountable, that the person who is a victim can sue those who are being gratified by the abuse of the young person's property rights. Attorney General Holder should shut down a shameful campaign immediately, said Protect's Executive Director Greer Weeks. We should accept this verdict and stop wasting taxpayer money to defend human rights violators. Is it true? The current administration is actually using taxpayer money to interfere in somebody's civil suit against somebody's getting gratified with the unlawful child pornography. The victims now have a statutory provision and procedure by which, even in federal court, even though they don't have the common law, that they can use this mechanism to have a civil suit against those who are being gratified by the abuse of these young ladies' bodies. And the current attorney general is standing firmly against this civil action. Civil action against criminals. The Fifth Circuit Court, U.S. Court of Appeals, ruled Monday that victims can go after individual perpetrators of child sexual exploitation for full damages. Here's a quote. By possessing, receiving, and distributing child pornography, defendants collectively create the demand that fuels the creation of the abusive images, the court wrote. It was a rebuke to the Justice Department, who is fighting the efforts of Amy and other victims to secure restitution under the Crime Victims' Rights Act of 2004. This is not a windfall, guys. This is a punitive civil damage. We gave Attorney General Holder a private half-hour briefing in 2009. We implored him to arrest hundreds of thousands of child pornography traffickers whose locations are known to the Justice Department. Not only did he refuse, he turned around and sent government lawyers to go after the victims. I don't understand this. This is crazy. It's not about the... Oh, well, I won't do that. Okay, here we go. Not only did he refuse, he turned around and sent government lawyers to go after the victims. Amy was repeatedly raped. This is rough. So have somebody plug your kids' ears. By an uncle at the age of 4. Images of those crimes have shown up in over 3,200 criminal cases since 1998, causing her severe trauma. Well, it doesn't matter what kind of trauma. And see, now this is a problem. Because we've lost our mind, we don't realize Amy has a property right in her body. Now, you can't, let's say these people can't go online and buy these images to be gratified because that's unlawful. That's unlawful conduct that, you know, I mean, that'd be commercial conduct. But let's just say they were lawful. She has a property right in her body. And she can sue for innate, inherent property rights under the common law. Think about it. So having somebody wrongfully participate in this property exchange for which she has a natural right, it's an unlawful activity. It, since it was done unlawfully, clearly, as she's a minor, it's innately, naturally unlawful. They are very deliberately engaging in unlawful activity, being gratified at the abuse of her property right. So guess what? There's a civil action in common law. You've got a right to your body. And if somebody does unlawfully gets gratified by that theft of property, then you can sue them for damages in the common law. That's me. Pay attention, folks. Although the law limits Amy to collecting her proven. Now, this is the positive statutory federal provision. Although the law limits Amy to collecting only her proven documented damages, the Justice Department argues she should have to do that in tiny increments. The department argues that courts should divide the pool of Amy's proven losses by the number of defendants convicted of possessing Amy's image. Well, they may be. Okay, now that's pretty creepy. Let's just say if she sues under the statute and it's interpreted one way or the other, it's not Mr. Holder's job to protect and to maintain the quarrel of the knucklehead criminals who are being gratified by the illicit property. It's the knucklehead criminal pervert who's being gratified by the illicit use of this property. It's their job to protect themselves if they think the law doesn't apply to them. It's not Mr. Holder's job to violate the common law provision against the maintaining of somebody else's quarrels. Our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. We are lacking our education. We've abandoned the understanding of what is right, revealed law, natural law, and then positive law if it doesn't offend the first two. And so because we have been steeped, or let's say duped, into non-education, into kind of in-flight entertainment while our plane's in a nosedive kind of education, we're being distracted by facts that we don't really know the truth. that's where our culture is. It's time for you and me and each one of us to stop, to push reset, to go back to the original things, dust the dust off the book, reorient ourselves to reality. And what's really crazy is people are looking over this, oh, that's not right, that's not wrong. Well, let's look at the details of the statute. They're forgetting the fundamental principles of right and wrong and the revealed law and the natural law and the common law that is already touching on this. So, again, there's a Bible quote that says, with the transgression of the land, many are its princes. The more depraved we become, the greater we're going to be bogged by this just overinflated bureaucratic, just everything. It's a mess. Okay, so that's bad news. The good news is, let's see. Okay, good news. I got to come up with good news, right? John chapter 8, verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, everybody's heard that, right? But John chapter 8, verse 31 says, that's what's it say? Jesus said, if you abide in my words, here we go. We're doing a little refresh in my own brain here. If you abide in my words, you're my disciples indeed. There is the reference, folks. There is the benchmark. If you abide, if my word lives in you, you live in my word, however you want to put it. If you abide in my words, you are my disciples indeed. Then he went on to say, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We've abandoned truth. We're reaping the benefits. Protect began calling to raise the stakes on child exploitation in 2006. With an article by Andrew Vox in Parade magazine. Okay. Protect sister organization, National Association of Protect Children, joined child exploitation survivors with a friend of court brief to the U.S. Supreme Court in 2011, opposing the government's argument, opposing the Obama administration's work. The court declined to hear the case, but Monday's ruling, which conflicts with other appeals court decisions, could return the case to the Supreme Court once again. Protect is exploring new federal legislation that would strengthen crime victims' right to restitution, expand asset forfeiture, and use criminal fines to create victim assistance funds. Now, I will tell you, they need to talk to me. You know, every state should have some link or hint, maybe not Florida, because they are of the law of Spain. There's civil law, Roman law. But every other state, for sure Tennessee, has common law. The revealed law, positive law, common law still are the law of the land of Tennessee. And what needs to be maybe straightened up, they use positive law statutes, or if there's something that, you know, God is indifferent to, doesn't fit within those absolute morals, it's just, you know, something bureaucratic, then of course they can write laws specifically. But folks, victims have a right against the perpetrators under the common law. Use it or lose it. In 2011, Protect worked with Virginia legislature to enact a mandatory restitution law, similar one held by the Fifth Circuit. I've read Virginians. It needs to be fixed up a little bit. Now victims in Virginia can avail themselves of the same rights upheld by the Fifth Circuit. Actually, Virginia, if you apply the common law, have much stronger rights. We just wish people would go ahead and uphold the common law. See, the problem is the common law is related to the word of God and the law of Christ. So it has its foundations there. So that's why modern public policy is abandoning. It's increasingly becoming anti-Christ, so we don't get the benefits of that law that's supposed to be reserved to us. Mr. Holder should understand that just as in his personal life, he doesn't have to win every debate, says Weeks. He should give this up and move on. It would be shameful and politically costly if the government takes this spectacle to the United States Supreme Court, because ultimately they are violating the common law provision of maintaining quarrels, and they're doing it from the weird, sick gratification of perverts. Well, that's nice. And it's not a fundamental right to do perversion. It's not. Okay, thank you. Hopefully I wish we could end it on a happier note. David Allen Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio. Find out more at preservativetalkradio.com. Thank you, Liberty Works Radio Networks, and all the broadcasters in our Tennessee broadcasting area. We'll see you tomorrow.